episode 1301, when no doesn't mean no.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive.
Hi, Pippi D. It is Friday, and you made it to the end of the week. Take a deep breath. You should be celebrating right where you are. Today is Confessions of an Upset Mama, and boy, do I have a story to share with you when no doesn't mean no. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, how often do you use the word no in your day? Probably not enough, especially when no doesn't mean no. The power of no fades even with children. And then it envelops your mind that no is absence of a meaning. It has no meaning. It's just one syllable that has no power to change the world around you. Have you been there? Do you feel like you're stumbling over a simple word? It's a two-letter word, N-O. Almost no matter what language you speak, the word no is no. It's no. But does it really mean no? Well, we gathered together as a family at the fun park. We've had kind of a rainy day again yesterday. And so finally we had a little break in the weather and we decided, well, go-karts were the absolute must. The faster we go, the more we feel alive. Well, the thing is, my daughter continued to persuade her father that her and I should do the Sky Flyer. Now, that's something totally different than the go-karts. I'm fine with go-karts, but the Sky Flyer thing, this thing that we're talking about goes like 5, 6, or 7 stories high. I don't know. That's what it looks like from the ground. From the sky, not so much. And then what happens is you're released to a pendulum swing. And yes, and you just keep swinging and swinging until eventually you stop. You grab this little thing. It's like they try to catch you with your feet. They really don't. But you just grab it with your hands and they slowly pull you down. My oldest daughter comes skipping back, so super excited that we are going to go on the Sky Flyer after the go-karts. Well, what happened to the no text? Yes, you see, in the midst of them standing in line and me off to the side because I went to park the car, I dropped them off, I sent him the no period, no period, no period, no, no, no period. I actually think I threw an exclamation point in there somewhere, but it was all there. Lots of no's. No means no in my book. But for some reason, he never got the text. So he comes over and I said, well, what happened to the text? And he says, what text? He looks at his phone and he goes, oh, looks at his daughter and says, you lied. Something happens as we get older in age. No has a definition that becomes fuzzy around the edges and no longer draws a line in the sand as to what is yes and what is no. When no doesn't mean no, we no longer have this defined boundary line. No is more of a, well, maybe, if you ask me long enough, push the right buttons or clean your room without me asking. We cater our no's to what we think people want to hear without definitively expressing a boundary with an answer. Chew on that one for a confession. That was a tough one for me to eat. You know, we are talking about catering and I'm kind of hungry right now. Okay, we'll eat later. But listen to that again. We cater our no's to what we think people want to hear without definitively expressing a boundary with an answer. I find this with me and my children, especially as they get older. We soften the word no. When was the last time you said no? Think about it. Have you said it recently? Maybe not. Maybe so. But when was it? Was it a couple weeks ago? When you use the word no, how do you say it? Well, no, I guess we won't do it today. What does that really mean? Well, no, hear the fuzzy edges? It's no, we're not going to do that. Can Susie come over and play? well, sweetheart, I'm just real tired. And, you know, your dad, he's been at work all day. And your sisters, I don't know. I think it would just be better. What happened to just saying, no, we're not going to have Susie come over and play today? So much easier. But what happens really in our conversations in real life? What do you really do? How do you function without no in your life? Because most of us are not living with the word no in our lives. God uses it on us. He says, you asked for that? No, not today. You're not ready. Oh, you want that? No, not today. You're not ready. But we have a hard time with no. Why is that? You have to have no in order to have yes to bring success. That's a great rhyme. However, that success part, that doesn't mean that you've won a trophy or it's an accolade thing that, oh, an achievement or whatever. No, it's just that success as to whatever you're trying, the goal that you're trying to reach. Maybe it's literally just having dinner together as a family. That's success. Okay, so, or you can attach it to something greater than that. Maybe it's you switching careers. So that success doesn't mean necessarily anything particular. Understand the definition there. So you have to have a no in order to have a yes to bring success. The real things that matter in life, you need to be willing to say yes to without hesitation. But that means you must say no in order to say yes. I want you to think about when you say the word no. It's going to be a funny, you know, kind of quiz here, but it's more of an interactive thing that I want you to work on here. I want you to say the word no, and I want you to say it how you normally talk. Are you ready? One, two, three. No. What did yours sound like? Okay, did you hear mine? My inflection was like, no. Like, I left the fuzzy edges, like, well, maybe you might be able to talk me into something else. Or maybe I've left a door for another way for you to enter it. I know, I do it all the time. And it drives me crazy. As a mom, as a dad, we should be willing and just, I mean, kind of all gung-ho to say no. But we don't. We hesitate. We withdraw. The real things that matter in life, you must be willing to say yes to without hesitation. Because when you say no, you're walking in a stride of confidence. You are. But when no has a washed out meaning, there's some hesitation in there, some fuzziness around the edges. You know, you leave this door of opportunity for someone else to come and change your mind, then your confidence is less than striking and definitive. I hope that hit you to the core because it hit me. I was up in the air, for goodness sakes. Yes, my daughter had me flying high. And when I got up there, I got to tell you, it was more than 5 or 6 or 7 stories. We were way up high. So how do you say no to beef up your yes? Well, you have to stand firm. That is your KISS the Keep It Simple strategy. Stand firm. And it looks like this. Number one, firm up your boundaries. You have to know where you draw the line. I can't tell you where to draw the line because in your family, your beliefs, your structure that you have, how you're working with it, how many children you have, where you are in the season of life, those boundaries are going to be totally different than my boundaries. So I can't say, okay, at 8 o'clock, everybody has to be in bed. Oh, wouldn't that be nice? It sounds fabulous. I can tell you that's probably never going to happen. At least it never seemed to happen in my household. Well, it did for a little while, I guess. And then we started getting kids that were just kind of stair-stepped in ages as to where they were. And then, it was all out the door after that. But you have to firm up your boundaries. Number two, answer the questions with a firm yes or no. There's no maybe in your language. You've got to remove the fuzziness. You've got to remove that little no. It's no. Say that with me. One, two, three. No. Now, you don't have to be mean about it. You can still have a sweet tone, but it's, no, Susie will not spend the night tonight, or whatever it is. It's a definitive yes or no. It's firm. It's built within a foundation. There are no other ways in or out. It's no, because you know the kids are listening to that tone, and they know for sure when that no is really an extra door of opportunity. Don't let it be answer with a firm yes or no. Number three, firm up your confident self. You have to firm it up. You have to be confident in who you are as a parent. Come on, mom. You got this. I know there are days that you don't feel like you have it. And you feel like maybe you're just barely making it by. But you are the parent, not your child, not your next door neighbor. You parent your child. You lead the family. Dad, get on board. No means no. Firm up your confident self. Don't push it onto mom to always have to give the no's. Yes, I know. Been there, and I've done that more than I care to admit to. Well, actually, I just did admit to it. And even my children will tell you. My son came to me just yesterday and said, Mom, I do not know why. Dad always sends me to you to make the decisions, which means what? I have to say yes or no. I have to be willing to firm up the boundaries. I have to be willing to what? Use my confident self and stand firm. That's what you need to do in order to begin to beef up your yes. The more no's you give, the more yeses you have. Which what brings more success? When no doesn't mean no, stand firm. Stand firm in the person God is creating you. And you're not going to get this just overnight. You're not. In fact, you may fail days upon days upon days in a row. And then other times you may just be like spot on. You're doing awesome. And you should get this humongous trophy that says you stood firm on here. But I got to tell you, no trophy. No one's going to come to your door and knock on it and say, you have been doing awesome. You win $5,000 every week for the rest of your life. Wouldn't that be nice? But you want to really invest in your children. You want to invest in your family, and you want to invest in yourself. And that means you have to be willing to stand firm. If you're wanting help with this area, I know it's hard to say no. I am such a yes girl. I lived it for many, many years. It got me into trouble more times than I even want to count. And not because I was like a bad person. It was just that I probably should have said no, but I said yes more than I said no. And so I had to really work on standing firm where God wanted me to be. If you want help with this, click on the link, take aim in the show notes. That will begin our conversation for a free complimentary coaching call with me. Just click on that link. I cannot wait to hear from you. So when no doesn't mean no, stand firm. No means what you define it. So what are you defining it today? Go out, put a smile on someone else's face, and guess what? Say no when you think you should be saying yes. But say no anyway, because you got to stand firm. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.